Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
What's the future hold for you guys?
Yeah, well, we just like every business, every brand in this liquor industry, in the wine industry, in the alcohol industry, we have new products coming out. Henry is like a genius creating new stuff. He's the most creative person you've ever met. Like sometimes I got to put the brakes on. He comes up with so much stuff. We have an aguardiente, which is a Colombian style drink that we're going to be launching within a month or so. And we're always looking for what's going on in the industry. If you could get it at a liquor restaurant, you're going to get it at a beer and wine restaurant because we're going to have the same kind of product. So that aguardiente is a big thing now with the World Cup coming on and Colombia being one of the big teams. That's our new product, but we always have new things coming on board. I think the evolution is not only to continue to service our existing customers, our beer and wine niche, which would always be the people that are near and dear to our heart, but we're also, because of the recognition of wine-based, and because there's products out there already, are going to be probably looking for some placement in retail establishments where you can actually go to Ralph's over there in California and pick up a bottle of our agave wine and take it home and have a nice, smooth cocktail.
Are you guys going to be at the World Cup?
They have games down here in Miami, so we're going to be, as a matter of fact, Maria knows this, we were just trying to line up some parties at some of our accounts, introduce the new drink, the new product we have coming out, and just, you know, it's our product. Like I tell people, we work where other people go to have fun. We're going to be there.
What just getting the whole family for a holiday dinner, what does that table look like?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I have 3 kids, daughter 27, daughter 23, son 19. Henry has 2 kids, daughter 42, son 35, 37. He got married and he was still in diapers. Unfortunately, our parents and our grandmother who came with us from Cuba have passed, but I'm sure that they're sitting there with us also. My brother John has a daughter who's 23 also. He's in Tennessee, lives in Nashville. Henry lives in between Miami and Jacksonville, and I'm down here in Miami. And of course, that dinner table is going to have a roast pork with black beans and rice on it. Yeah, you know, it's going to have the Cuban flag for food there. But that's kind of our nucleus right there, and the reason that we get up every morning.
What are you drinking?
Couple of things actually. With the meal, we're probably going to have Santos Sangria, which is a sangria that we make and we bring over from Spain. It's actually of 100% Spanish origin, and we bring it over. It's Santos Sangria, an old family recipe that my grandmother used to make from scratch at home. So that'll be with the meal. We'll have the sangria, but beforehand we'll have a couple of cocktails. And I'm usually I'll do the rum and cokes. So that my brother John also does the rum and cokes. And Henry is more of a vodka guy, so he'll do the vodka with soda. So we'll have a couple of cocktails made with premium blend, of course. When I say, one of the things we do here that hopefully doesn't get us in trouble is we say, you know, let's have a rum and coke, let's have a vodka with this, let's have it. We use the liquor name, but obviously we all know we're talking about the wine-based version of it, because that's what we have. And our customers do the same. They hey, I want a case of vodka. We know what they're talking about because we don't have vodka. We have clear red, which is a wine base. So when you hear me talking about a rum and coke, I'm talking about Rumbero or clear red, which is our vodka. We'd be drinking that, and then, you know, a little Santos Sangria with the meal. And then after dinner, we have an amaretto. We have a great Irish cream that we actually have produced in Ireland, same places that they make Baileys and all those others. We'll finish off with, you know, a nice Feiligan, which is our Irish cream, or our coffee liqueur, Cafe Luna, as a little after dinner drink.
You've been helping small business owners, kind of a cheat code for 35 years with this whole thing. Has there been an outrageous cocktail product that somebody has made that you didn't see really coming?
Outrageous cocktail that we didn't see coming. Well, that's a good question. You're talking about something that just got really, really popular. Well, that's one of the things we offer our customers. Like, we don't just drop off a product and say good luck. We help them make the drinks. We give them promotional materials. We give them recipe books. In terms of a crazy cocktail that was out there, I can't really think of anything crazy. You know, I think the ascension of, not a cocktail, but the ascension of tequila, nobody really saw coming. It's become more popular, and some say it's soon to overtake vodka as the leading spirit in the United States. And I never would have thought the margarita would be the number one selling cocktail in the United States. You would think it'd be, you know, something more traditional, but margarita becoming the biggest selling cocktail was kind of a bit of a surprise. Our website is premiumblend.com. And one thing that we're very proud of actually is very old school. We've had the same toll-free 800 number for 35 years, 800-899-0331. Anybody who picked up a phone back in the year 2001 and called us on that number, if they want to go back in business, they can call that number, and we're still picking up that number. That's something you don't see that much any longer. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and if I told you the handles, I'd be lying because I'm not the biggest social media guy, but that's what Maria's here for. She knows all those.
Awesome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thanks.